Welcome to our Palm Sunday service. We thank the McClure family this week for lending their voices and are grateful that Mary Lou can work from home. We thank Mark Kosher for stitching again the service and Mark Dunn for making it available on the webpage along with the sermon video and order of service. During the audio service, please respond with the bolded phrases and the responsives and sing along to the songs and hymns if you'd like. As we prepare our hearts for worship, I invite you to take a deep breath through your nose and then slowly exhale through your mouth. Breathe in the breath of life and imagine exhaling out all your troubles and worries. Entrust all that weighs heavily upon you to our God's unending mercies, and let us now prepare our hearts for worship with a moment of silence. Our responsive call to worship. The world loves the extraordinary. There is pressure to be the best. God loves when we look out for one another. There is blessing in caring. So let us be like Jesus, the one who gives us new life, and let us worship the one whom God exalts and honors. Our Lenten liturgy also serves as the opening prayer this morning.
God calls the servant Christ to sustain the weary.
The ones in exile, the ones in despair, the ones who are afraid.
Jesus enters the city in humility.
lauded by the crowds. Hosanna, save us. Questioned by the powers that be, betrayed and denied by his friends.
We watch with unease and bewilderment.
Complicit with the fickle crowd, misunderstanding true power, frightened and looking to our own interests.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Creator God, we give thanks to you for you are good. Your steadfast love endures forever. We seek courage for the living of these days. Let the same mind be in us that was in Jesus Christ, so that we may give ourselves in love and humility to further your purpose of life for the world. So may all people come to know the height and depth of your redeeming love. Through Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen.
Friends, let us remember the promise Apostle Paul declares. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Hardship, distress, peril, or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through the God who loves us. Neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So let us rejoice that no matter what is happening around us, no matter what we have done, God's deep love will never let us go. And so, may the peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you.
There is Lord Jesus, Lord of all creation, Jesus of God and of Mary the Son. Thee will I cherish, Thee will I honor, O Thou my soul's delight and crown. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the verdure and bloom of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, He makes the saddest heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, fair is the shimmering starry sky. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines clearer than all the heavenly host on high. All fairest beauty, heavenly and earthly, wondrously Jesus is found in thee. None can be fairest or dearer than thou, my Savior, art to me.
Response of Psalm 118, verses 19 to 26, 28 to 29. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord.
These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there.
I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory.
The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success.
Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
May God help our understanding.
Our scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
distance in the palm of your hand, and I will sing because of you, and I will live to worship you. You came on the cross that I could never give, a love so pure poured out for me, came to earth as a man, but your heavens came, and I will sing because crown of heaven. Praise me to God who sits on heaven's throne. Praise me to God, all the glory forever. Alleluia. What I could never give, a love so pure poured out for me, came to earth as a man, but your heaven's king, and I will sing because sits on heaven's throne. Praise be to God, all the glory forever. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise be to God, glorious
Our message this morning is entitled New Life in Humility. Let us pray. O Lord, in the mystery and wonder of your Holy Spirit, you gather us together, defying the physical limitations of time and space. And through the mystery and wonder of your Holy Spirit, Help us to truly hear your words to us this morning. And now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, we pray. Amen. Masks. Do you remember wearing or placing over your child's face a flimsy plastic mask, perhaps painted with bright colors and held around the head by a thin thread of elastic? Masks. Under ordinary circumstances, the word masks would probably conjure up delightful images of children dressed up for Halloween. But not so during this pandemic. From cloth masks sewed by people who simply want to help, to the N95 masks used for respiratory protection against illness like influenza and COVID-19. Masks that are a critical component to personal protective equipment, PPE, masks are getting a lot of attention these days. On Friday, Canadians learned that 3M, a Minnesota-based company that makes N95 masks, was told by the Trump administration that it must sell medical respirators and masks to the U.S. government before filling orders from other countries. In other words, 3M was directed through the U.S. Defense Production Act not to send masks made in America to countries that had ordered the N95 masks, impacting countries in Latin America and our own. Trump stated that Americans need these items immediately for domestic use. And we only have to think about the state of New York, the new epicenter of the coronavirus, and we can understand the mentality behind the U.S. Defense Production Act. But as 3M, the maker of the N95 masks, said, there are significant humanitarian implications of ceasing respirator supplies to healthcare workers in Canada and Latin America, where we are a critical supplier of respirators. Significant humanitarian implications. The current state of emergency and COVID-19 pandemic has brought out the worst and the best of what it means to be human. Regrettably, the church community is not immune to seeing the worst and best of humanity. Today's letter to the church in Philippi is an example. The Apostle Paul writes this letter because the church in Philippi is experiencing conflict and strife, and so he encourages the community of faith to be of the same mind. Now, to be of the same mind does not mean that we have to agree on everything. The word mind here is actually not the best translation of the Koine Greek, the Greek that the Apostle Paul uses. In the Koine Greek, the word phroneo has the connotation of reasoning and feeling. In other words, phroneo, which is a verb, includes our intellect and our heart, and therefore there's no exact or equivalent translation for it in English. So, it may be more helpful to hear the phrase be of the same mind as have the same perspective, have the same understanding. The church is to have the same perspective, the same understanding when it comes to love and being united in soul. And the literal translation of being in full accord and of one mind is being united in soul. Being united in soul can be understood as people sharing the same identity because they are in Christ. Being united in soul, being in full accord and of one mind, transcends citizenship, ethnicity, familial bloodlines, a surname. Being united in soul, working together with one mind and purpose, transcends the building or neighborhood we live in, where we go or went to school, the car we drive, or the name of our gym. Being united in soul, to be deep-spirited friends, transcends where we go on holiday, the type of investments we own, our occupation. When we work together with one mind and purpose, we mutually support what God reveals through faith. What is God revealing to us in faith as we end our third week of Ontario's state of emergency? On this Sunday, when we have sung about the one who comes in the name of the Lord, and of the Hebrews with their palms along with the lips of children who make sweet hosannas ring, what does it mean, all glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King? Do we remember that Jesus is actually riding to his death and that he knows this? As the people lay their cloaks on the dusty road and shout, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! Do we remember that Jesus knows that he is riding to the cross, the crucifixion, the means of killing only for those considered less than human, for slaves, peasants, the lowest of criminals? And in obedience, emptying himself of all the power that comes with being the giver, the creator of life, Jesus humbles himself. In my limited humanity, I wish there had been another way for Jesus. The suffering on the cross was horrific. That Jesus would choose to give up all kinds of power and humbly choose death defies human understanding. Yet here you and I are, worshipping Jesus Christ, because God exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. And so Jesus is Lord, because death could not cover him with darkness. Jesus is Lord, because death cannot be victorious over love. Jesus is Lord, because death cannot imprison him. Jesus is Lord, because God highly exalted him. That is why during this pandemic, you and I are living out physical distancing, because we are not just respecting what our government has put into law, but you and I are living out physical distancing because of Christ, because who Christ is, our Lord. And we have been called to have the same perspective, the same understanding, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. And so we look to the interest of others, forgetting ourselves long enough to lend a helping hand, and united in soul, as people sharing the same identity, because we are in Christ, we mutually support what God reveals through faith. What is God revealing to us in faith as we end our third week of Ontario's state of emergency? Will it be a scarcity mentality such that we look after only our own? Or will we reach out and look to the interest of others, to the people in our buildings, on our streets, and in our neighborhoods, who are anxious about how they will put food on the table next week, pay next month's rent, fear the simple task of going to the pharmacy because of compromised immune systems, or are desperately lonely? From our homes, we can call, email, text, Skype, Zoom, Facebook, Instagram our way into discovering who is in need. We don't have to have the means personally to help, but we can network and share the news. So let me share some news. In our neighborhood, we have a group called Neighbors Helping Neighbors Mutual Aid Network. Neighbors Helping Neighbors is focused on the western half of the Parkdale-High Park riding to meet needs that are growing as the pandemic continues to unfold. As needs increase, pod networks are being built now so that we can support each other during this state of emergency. Pods are smaller groups within Neighbors Helping Neighbors, with a single leader. These leaders listen for the needs of those in their building or on their street. And then, through Neighbors Helping Neighbors, they have access to resources and support for those in need. If you are interested in being a pod leader for Neighbors Helping Neighbors, please contact me for more information or go to the Windermere United Church website. Pods in our neighborhood are being organized through Windermere United Church. Beloved, God is at work. The love of Christ unites us together. So let us not look to our own interests, but to the interests of others. And may the same mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant.
During the prayer of intercession this morning, there will be brief pauses and a responsive. When you hear the words, Lord, in your mercy, please respond with, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and wonder, and there is so much we can be grateful for if we would only pause, be still, and take time to remember. So in this moment of silence, we take a moment to remember with gratitude the beauty and wonder in the season of spring and in the blessing of relationships, work, play, and even this time of enforced physical distancing. God of beauty and wonder, there is so much hurt and betrayal that harms the world and its peoples. We trust that your love has power in all situations, even the most troubling or tragic. Therefore, we bring to you our concerns for the people and places on our hearts this day. We pray for people who struggle with poverty, sickness, or grief. Touch them in their pain and restore their hope and health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for people and communities burdened by the weight of this COVID-19 pandemic, war, greed, hostility, or jealousy. Lift their burdens and restore their hope and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for people who challenge regimes marked by tyranny, domination, and brutality. Lift their lives and restore their hope and freedom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for people who are persecuted for their race or creed, or for the truth they tell, and for those who are not treated with respect or decency. Rescue them from discrimination and restore their hope and dignity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us as we bring to you in silence now for those situations close to our hearts this day. Bring your grace to restore hope and healing where they are needed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us the courage we need, Creator God, to face our future, assured of your presence and power to sustain us. We offer all that we are and all that we hope for through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be kind and gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.